Hey, it's Dan. So in today's video, I want to talk to you about not being so busy that you actually forget to enjoy yourself.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. I hope you're well today. So this video is from personal experience. I'm just getting so busy with work and property and staff and team members and tenants and projects and purchases and acquisitions and marketing and going live and everything that one has to do. I tell you, it's really easy to forget that actually we're on this planet for not a very long time. 4 score and 10. It's not even that, is it, anymore? Maybe it is about 90 years old. That's not a lot of time. And one of the things that's really easy to do is to forget to allocate time to doing the stuff that you enjoy. You know, if you enjoy watching Marvel, watch Marvel. If you enjoy playing on the Xbox, play on the Xbox. If you enjoy going out for a walk, go for a walk. If you enjoy Coronation Street, watch Coronation Street. As long as that's not all you do. I don't believe that everything you do can just be pure pleasure. I don't believe that. I believe at some point you still have to actually do the work. But what happens is that we do something and we get good at it, and then we think, you know, we're going to do that more, and it makes us money. And so we think, you know, I'm going to make us some more money. So we end up just doing that again and again and again, and the whole thing just becomes completely repetitive. Now, interestingly, I do think that because of a pandemic, this has actually changed the way in which we do some of these things. Because certainly in the last week or two, we've been working really, really hard. And every single day basically feels like the same as every other day. There's not that much to differentiate it. And for sure, it feels for me like, oh, I'm just done with it. Desperate for a holiday, desperate to get on a plane, desperate to go to Greece or China or Hawaii or England or anywhere. Because every day just seems like the same. And yeah, it's a great opportunity to knuckle down and get an awful lot of work done and really change your life over the next 10 years, you know? As well as the changes we've already had, we can expand on that. But what's the point if all you're doing is working and then you never really get to enjoy the fruits of your labour? Because all you're then going to do is creating yourself a job in future that then you're going to get stuck with. So it's really easy to focus on just doing the stuff that's going to bring in the cash and bring in the changes now and really forget about actually having fun during the day. And I know it's not just me that feels this. I know other people are feeling the same stresses, the same frustrations, the same every day is just the same. And I know that because I get comments. I get people messaging me, what advice would you give? I'm fed up of doing the same thing day in, day out. And so, you know, you've got to find ways of bringing joy and fun and enjoyment and, yeah, all that stuff. You've got to find a way of bringing that into your business life. And I don't know what that is for you. I know what it is for me. It's and some of it's limited, right? I know it's traveling. It's just going to distant lands and meeting different people and different cultures. And we haven't done any of that in the last 18 months. I've been to Lidl. I've been to Carrefour. I've been to Benidorm twice in the last 18 months. That's literally it. We went to Barcelona 18 months ago. We've not even been anywhere else. And that can really start to pile up after a period of time. Because it's just repetitive. I don't go anywhere. I'm in my car now. I'm off to pick up a little one from school, but I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. I play basketball on a Tuesday and Friday, and you may notice it's dark today, it's wet, it's raining. We've got a week of rain here in Spain. Luckily we got a game in on Tuesday. Today's Thursday, I think. But it just gets really repetitive. And you need to find a way of doing something different, walking in the mountains. We're waiting for warmer weather here so we can go paddle surfing during the daytime. It's one of the things that we loved towards the latter end of last year when we bought some paddle surf boards in September, I think. And here where we live in Spain, it stays hot until at least October. So we had maybe 6 weeks of paddle surfing. But that was it. It wasn't a full summer. We're desperate for that. I'm busy looking at chateaus in France, and we're going to do a bit of a road trip around France, you know, for later this year, because we don't think we're going to want to get on an aeroplane. Obviously, that just depends on vaccinations and all the rest of it. And some of it should be to do with planning, you know? It should be when the thing gets lifted and we can travel again, I want to do this and this and this. And some of it should be written down as a list. But also, it's not just about getting in a car and going to some far off place. Some of it should be just about what do you want to do different? I mean, I'm fed up of going to the gym. We've got a gym in the basement, and it's amazing. We're very grateful for it. I'm fed up of doing it. I'm fed up of watching what I eat. I just want donuts and pizza. God damn it, that's what I'm going to have in the next couple of days. I'm going to book a day of pizzas and donuts. But every day is just the same repetitive day. Every single day. And like I say, I know it's not just me that feels like this right now. I know that other people are feeling the same. And the whole concept of what we call hustle porn, you know, this idea of working 18-hour days on creating your dream, you know that. Like, on one hand, that is going to get some results. On the other hand, you're going to feel pretty depressed about life, I think, because that's all it's turning into. It's just hustle porn. Hustle, 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 hustle. 18-hour days, 7 days a week, no time off, no days off. Oh, screw that for a game of soldiers. That's not what this should be about. This should be about you enjoying it. And I'm not to say that you shouldn't be working hard on your business and hard to create the things that you want to create. I'm saying that you've got to enjoy the process, because if you don't enjoy the process, if I'm strict on my diet every single day for the next 90 days, I'm going to hate my diet in the next 90 days. I'm going to fall off it as well. I'm going to end up eating loads of bad stuff. If all you do is work 18-hour days, you're going to hate work. You're not enjoying it. Every day is just the same. It's just hard, goddamn work. And that's not something that I think that you can cope with for the next 6 to 8 months. So the idea here then is that you actually enjoy what you're doing. You enjoy the process. You still want to get some results, but you've got to get these results in a balanced way. Would you get better results if you just focus solely on it? Of course you would. Is it worth it in the end when you get divorced? Of course it's not, and the kids don't know who you are. It's a balance between working hard, getting the results, and actually enjoying it so that you can progress it, not just for the next 6 to 8 months, but for the 6 to 8 years, the 20 to 30 years, to find that balance. Now, don't get me wrong, it does, of course, get easier once you've generated enough cash and you're not having to be as hands-on. It definitely gets easier. And in any business, it goes up and down with how much work you've got to do. Right now, we've got a lot of work. We've got a lot of clients coming through, which is awesome. But the downside of that is it's not as much fun. So you need to work out what's right for you and make those changes that are going to work for you over the long term, so you don't just do it for 6 to 8 months and then give up because you're totally fed up. And I don't know what that looks like for you. But I know for me, you know, I play on my Xbox. I watch Disney Plus. I play basketball. I'm going to go paddle surfing. Whatever that happens to be for you, whatever your thing is, then you should go do that as well. And not feel guilty about that. Anyway, hope that's useful for you. Bit of food for thought there. Let me know what you think in the box down below, and we will speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.